this news update's being brought to you by Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with your news. Clayton David Troop has been sentenced to 9 months probation after pleading guilty to operating while visibly impaired in Huron County. The plea agreement led to the dismissal of original charges from operating while intoxicated and refusal to take preliminary breath test. The incident took place October 23rd in Grant Township, where Troop admitted to consuming 2 24-ounce beers and 2 mixed drinks before driving. He acknowledged his alcohol consumption impaired his driving ability and contributed to a traffic crash with his blood alcohol content recorded at 0.182. During sentencing, Troop apologized, explaining his actions were influenced by personal issues, including a recent breakup and a lack of local family support. His defense attorney noted his clean record and stable employment, securing an exception for out-of-state work travel under the terms of his probation. The court ordered financial obligations totaling $1,035, which was reduced to $720 after bond application was applied. Probation conditions included completing an AIAD program, 24 hours of community service, strict prohibitions against alcohol and controlled substances, along with mandatory random testing. No jail time was imposed. In St. Clair County, authorities arrested 2 individuals on drug-related charges during separate operations January the 14th. In the first incident, a Detroit man was stopped near the I-95 connector and 32nd Street for driving without a license. A Border Patrol canine detected narcotics hidden in a children's car seat, leading to the discovery of approximately 40 grams of cocaine and heroin, along with cash. The 59-year-old suspect faces multiple felony charges and was held on $25,000 bond. Later that same evening, Drug Task Force agents executed a warrant at a residence at 27th Street in Port Huron Township. The homeowner, age 45, was arrested during a traffic stop. Investigators seized over 140 grams of methamphetamine, prescription medications, ketamine, drug equipment, a shotgun, and ammunition from the property. The suspect was arraigned 2 days later on multiple felony possession charges with bonds set at $50,000. Both individuals are being held at the county detention center as their cases proceed through the court system. And local water authorities are issuing a friendly reminder to residents during the ongoing cold weather. Allow faucets and water outlets to run at a slow, steady drip, about the thickness of a pencil lead, to keep water moving through pipes and prevent freezing. Even a small, continuous flow can reduce the risk of burst pipes and costly damage during extreme temperatures. Residents are also encouraged to open cabinet doors under sinks to allow warm air to circulate and to check on vulnerable plumbing in basements, crawl spaces, and exterior walls. Officials say taking these simple precautions now can help avoid bigger problems later. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
The Flannery Auto Mall has the deals of the season on Buick and GMC. Drive home in a brand new 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab 4-Wheel Drive for only $322 per month. You get the trailering package with brake controller, all-terrain tires, power seat, heated seats, and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, dual-zone climate control, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more, all for only $322 per month. Or lease the 2026 Buick Encore GX All-Wheel Drive with heated seats and wheel, power seats, lane change, rear cross Pass, Traffic Alert, Remote Start, and more for only $324 per month. Lannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe has the new 2026 Buick Enclave Preferred with all-wheel drive, with heated leather seats and wheel, power seats, power lift gate, second row buckets, tri-zone climate control, floor liners, and more, all for $516 per month. So what are you waiting for? Go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe for details today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
Yeah, we're back with a look at your obituaries for today. We have three. Darwin Stalter, age 85, of Gagetown, passed away Sunday, January 18th at his home. Darwin was born on March 14th, 1940, and is survived by his loving wife, Harriet, and his children, Pam, Rodney, Paula, Russell, Elizabeth, and Rachel, his brother, and many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Darwin, according to his wishes, cremations to take place with a memorial service honoring his life to be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, February 21st at Michigan Avenue Mennonite Church in Pigeon. Visitation will be at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service, and memorials may be made to the Michigan Avenue Mennonite Church. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. You can share your thoughts, prayers, and memories online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Marcia Hoffman, age 88, of Cass City, passed away January 16th. She was born in Unionville on May 5th, 1937, and went on to marry Elmer Hoffman on April 28th, 1956. She is survived by her children, Gina and Gordon, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. The visitation and service will be held Thursday, January 22nd at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Cass City, with visitation beginning at 9 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. There will be a luncheon held immediately following the service at the church, and the burial will follow at 2 p.m. at the St. John Lutheran Cemetery in Sebring. Memorial donations may be given to the Heritage Hill Assisted Living and Memory Care of Carroll or the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church of Cass City. Arrangements have been handled by Youngel and Mellendorf Funeral Home in Sebring, and you can share your memories at jmfuneralhome.com. And Stephen Thomas Rich, age 63, of Port Austin, passed away January 18th. He was born October 8th, 1962. Steve went on to marry Mary Jo Shear, and they've been married for 43 years. He's the proud dad to Ashley, Kevin, and Alex, and an even prouder grandpa. A memorial service will be held Thursday, January 22nd at McAlpin Funeral Home, Gage Chapel in Kendy at 11 a.m., Visitation will be held on Wednesday, January 21st at the McAlpin Funeral Home Gage Chapel from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. and also from 10 a.m. on Thursday until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund, care of Mary Jo. If you wish to leave your condolences, you can do so at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And we'll return right after this.
Choosing the right residual herbicide can feel like you need a map. Too many choices, too many claims that never quite hold up. Enough is enough. Zidua brand herbicides from BASF make the choice easy. It sets the standard for longer-lasting weed control, giving up to 2 more weeks of protection than competitors. When you have a Ziduation in your soybean fields, Zidua brand herbicides deliver new solutions to meet your evolving needs. Make the lasting choice and talk to your retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
And we're back with more news. A study published today in the Journals of Gerontology suggests a surprising secondary benefit to the shingles vaccine. Researchers at the University of Southern California found that individuals over age 70 who received the vaccination showed signs of slower biological aging and lower systemic inflammation. The data indicates that preventing the painful shingles virus, the body avoids the significant transcriptomic and epigenetic aging spikes typically seen after severe viral infections. Health officials are reviewing the findings to see if this could encourage higher vaccination rates among the elderly. And vast wildfires continue to ravage central Chile, with the city of Penco suffering significant damage. The death toll from the fires has risen to 19, and President Boric has declared a state of catastrophe to mobilize military aid for firefighting. Strong winds and record-high temperatures are making it difficult for crews to contain the blazes. More than 75,000 acres have already been scorched, and thousands of residents remain under mandatory evacuation orders. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Sure, Better Health, Better Life, Are You Sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe.
At Sure Health, we pride ourselves in understanding what our communities need, because most of us grew up here. Dr. Liz Milligan is here with me right now, and it's safe to say you understand that and then some.
Yeah, grew up on a cash crop farm, still just, you know, something that's really a part of you when that's what your family does. It's more than a career. It's a lifestyle, and it's a way that you go about things.
And how does that mindset tie back into healthcare?
So much of medicine and healthcare is education. And I definitely think the farming mindset of just the work is done when the work is done, right? That wholesome salt of the earth kind of community and lifestyle is what has been ingrained into me.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.